This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns, who's also a member of the Senate Commerce Committee. While the Senate, for the most part today, was focused on continuing resolutions and debating the START agreement on nuclear weapons with Russia, the Federal Communications Commission was dealing with the issue of net neutrality. And the chairman of that panel, Julius Genachowski, is instituting net neutrality rules, additional government regulation. While many people believe the government staying out of the internet realm has been a very good thing for the online world and the economy as a whole. And Senator, thanks very much for being with us.
You bet. Good to be with you.
We kind of saw this coming, but what do you make of the decision today by the FCC chairman to push forward in this area and have the government get involved with the internet?
The chairman is wrong, and he's not only wrong on the policy, he's wrong on the law. Some months ago, many months ago, there was a court case where someone challenged the role of the FCC in this whole internet area and basically said that they had exceeded the boundaries that Congress had set for them. And so now the chairman is attempting to end run this process, if you will. He wants to define net neutrality when, in fact, that's an issue that should be decided in Congress, not in the FCC. And he did it on what has become very typical of this administration. He did it on a purely partisan vote. There's three Democrat commissioners, two Republicans, and it was moved forward on a 3-2 vote, only Democrats voting for it.
If I'm an internet service provider or I'm just myself at home working online, how do these rules impact me?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, I should mention that the Republican commissioners got a final draft of the rules at 11:42 last night, if you can imagine. So needless to say, everybody is still scrambling to try to understand what's in the rules and what they provide. And again, that just seems to be the way this administration likes to operate in the dead of night. But essentially what it does is this. It says to internet providers, we're going to put government in the middle of this. And so you'll have more government rules, more government regulation, and how that rolls out, we'll know more in time. But the one certain thing at this point that we can say is that the internet that really grew up without government really expanded and became the phenomenal resource that we all use nearly every day occurred without government. And yet somehow, some way, the folks on the commission who have a D behind their name just think, by golly, this can't be. We've got to have government in the middle of it. So I just think you'll see more government intrusion if this is allowed to stand. I don't think it will be. I think they're going to be sued very quickly, and these rules will be brought down. I think, once again, they've exceeded their power.
Talk a little bit more about the Pandora's box that might be opened here if this is allowed to stand. You clearly believe that it won't if challenged in court, but how far of a reach do you think the government could have in the online world?
You know, almost unlimited. In fact, the chairman for a while toyed with the idea of throwing this back into what's called Title II regulation, which means that rules that were set up for the Ma Bells of the world way back when, decades ago, would have been shoehorned, and the internet would be literally regulated in that fashion. In, I think, a wise move, the chairman decided not to go in that direction, but he chose kind of a middle ground. And so once the government is in the business of regulating, I've never seen them pull back. In fact, one step leads to another step to another step. So I just worry that eventually you get to a point where everything is regulated about the internet, and instead of this innovation and expansion that we've seen, companies will now be forced to deal more with the government, whether it's on how they're going to manage their internet system or how they're going to charge for it or whatever. And so, again, I think your description is right. I think this is a Pandora's box, and what flies out now, time will tell us. But the one thing that is certain is that you've got government in the middle of the internet.
One of the explanations given by those in favor of these new regulations is that, well, it's not right that internet service providers charge different companies to get at the top of the search pages and that sort of thing. Is that just the free market working as you see it, or is that a problem that favoritism and profit motive are driving these sorts of decisions?
It's very definitely the free market working. And what happens there is that you get more and more innovation. Companies want to be better than their competitor, and they want to have better pricing than their competitor. And all of a sudden, you see this internet, which, quite honestly, you struggled to send an email not all that long ago, now has this tremendous capacity. And if you haven't experienced 4G, you really need to do that. I mean, all of a sudden, wireless moves at lightning speed, and you can download things that would have taken a long time under the old system. But that's the problem. You get government in the middle of this, and all of a sudden they start interfering with price structuring, and literally the capacity of a company to grow and expand their place in the internet. So I just think this is a sad day for the internet. I do believe you are going to see just continued drift into more and more regulation unless this is stopped. And believe me, Congress will try to stop it, but I think the courts will get involved too, because I'm very confident the FCC is going to be sued.
Last question, Senator, and you just alluded to it. What type of congressional action do you foresee, I would assume, in the new Congress?
Oh, on the House side, I'm quite confident in saying that you literally will see legislation after the first of the year to halt this massive intrusion into the internet and to halt the government regulation. I think on the Senate side is still controlled by Harry Reid, and the majority is Democrat. But I do think you'll see the ranking member of the Commerce Committee, Kay Bailey Hutchinson, lead an effort to try to pull these regulations back. I think you're going to see the lawsuits begin. And so I think Chairman Jenkowski has basically set the course for the remainder of his tenure as chairman, and that is he will fight these battles in the courts and in Congress because he's doing something that Congress never authorized him to do. No one ever authorized the chairman of the FCC to define how the internet is going to be used. I mean, if it was that clear, he wouldn't be having all of these secret meetings and dead of the night release of the rules. So I just think he's got problems, serious problems ahead, because he's exceeded the bounds given to him by Congress.
Well, that's certainly what happened the last time. We'll see if it happens this time, and again, what Congress does about it in the new year. Senator, thank you very much for your time today, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns, member of the Senate Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.